what I'm trying to imagine is, say, you know, you go through all of this to just reach your exam. And what if it is a terrible exam?
Yeah, tumhara KT lag gaya.
Yeah.
The state spent its money.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
All right, Hussein, let's...
What's up, Keshav? Firstly, Keshav, I think belated Happy Friendship Day.
Okay, belated Happy Friendship Day, yes.
To all our listeners as well.
That was on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was on Sunday, and there's some formula, no? First Sunday of August. There's some rule, no?
First Sunday of August. Got it. Okay. Most of these days are something like that, right?
Like Happy, that, yeah.
Like Mother's Day would be certain Monday or certain Sunday.
Yeah, but anyway, Keshav, I think we have a very interesting topic this week. And
yeah, super interesting topic. And I think that goes in with the seasons, because we have two seasons. One is exam season and the other is rain season.
Rainy season, yeah. A terrible combination, no?
Terrible combination. And here's a here's a story that ties the two in very neatly.
Beautiful. Okay, so the headline reads that Andhra cops arrange a crane to help students reach exam center amid floods. And there is a video. Okay,
cops so
there
doing is a, their job. So cool.
Yeah, yeah. And there is a video as well that accompanies the article. But it's very easy to kind of describe what is happening. So I'll quickly read the article as well. Okay, so police officials in Andhra Pradesh came to the rescue of a group of BTech students who were stuck in knee-deep floodwater in NTR district's Nandigram, fearing that they won't be able to reach their college on time. Students requested the Nandigama police to step in. Notably, the highway near Nandigram was marooned by overflowing floodwater and surrounding villages were completely drowned. Coming to their aid, the police arranged a crane to cross the overflowing highway and drop the students at the exam center. And this is a very important...
This is the video, right? Where they see the... Where you see the crane getting the kids across.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? So the video is just exactly what I just explained. And
yeah, and you can watch the video. We'll add a link in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. And this statement, Keshav, is very important. So, the police also helped the students get back home after the exam.
Pick up and drop. So, he will come exam. Ke liye, nahi to nahi aayega. Yeah, what is the point? No, if you go and say, okay, I'll drop you to the exam. Uske baad, exam likhne ke baad doesn't matter whether you reach home or not. You drown in the floods. Percentage... Overall percentage institution ka 100% rona mangta hai. Even if 10 kids are dead, they passed.
Oh man. So Keshav, there's the video now. You know, it's when I read the headline, no, I thought that, you know how there are those long cranes that kind of scoop up dirt and move, that arm of the crane moves and then puts it in the truck
those
or
earth
in the
movers,
dumper.
Yeah.
Earth movers. So I thought that would be happening. I thought like the kids would be scooped up.
Oh, that
up.
Would be a great sight. Yeah. That would have been a great sight.
But it's not that.
Pick
you
up
know,
kids. It's when, not that. Not only that, if actually this video is... Not even a crane, really. It's just a tractor and a crane as vehicles. And
yeah, exactly.
My big question, to be honest, is why didn't they just get a boat?
Yes.
Isn't that smarter than bringing this kind of mechanical equipment? It's dangerous, in fact, the machine they've used. They could have also gone.
they could have also gone, and I feel like it's overkill. You know, any sort of big jeep could have transported the kids across.
Do you think it was a photo op in that case?
Could be, man. You never know. I have no idea how these police departments, what they, you know, go for nowadays.
What their KPIs are.
Yeah. So that's what they just kind of, it was a big, it was a heavy vehicle, you could say. Even a school bus for that matter would have solved the problem, I feel. It did not have to be this kind of big crane that was just used to put everyone on it and the crane moved across. That's it. No?
Yeah.
So I was rather picturing that they get scooped up and then kind of thrown on the other side of the river. And then again after the exam, they get scooped up and then again thrown on that side of the river.
That would have been much better. Or a catapult. just they get launched from this side. That side, there's one charpai or something like that waiting. They have to land on that charpai.
Oh, man, just to write an exam. So it is B.Tech, okay, Keshav? My
These
first question...
students only could have come up with some solution.
So, okay, coming back to the crane, okay, Keshav?
Yeah.
What can we solve here? I think we've discussed that, you know, in an ideal world, the exam should have been cancelled. But
yeah, exam should have been cancelled, definitely. Or the exam paper should have reached them somehow.
Okay.
Decentralize the exam. Instead of 10 kids risking their lives to reach a school, decentralize it. There is enough technology. Say, appoint an invigilator with a phone camera or something.
Yeah.
That would have been simpler than risking lives.
Agreed. So now in this case, okay, what has happened is the students have been taken across the flooded river or the bridge or whatever.
Yeah.
They wrote their exams, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and they came back also.
And they came back.
Safely.
Yeah. Do you feel like if this paper, you know, what I'm trying to imagine is say, you know, you go through all of this to just reach your exam. And what if it is a terrible exam?
Yeah, what if like... KT lag gaya jaane ke
baad. Yeah.
The state spent its money. And we're not even talking about like, you know, what do you call it, subsidized education. Nahin, wo alag kharcha kiya, wo alag hai. Here the country is also spending for the crane. For these cops ka chai pani. They took you for an exam. Kuch sharam hai. Wo flood ka pani lo thoda chullu. Aur doob maro. If that exam you fail, you have no matlab. Because that exam, every student knows before going. Ki kitna pani mein hai wo. If you know your dealer that morning.
Yeah.
Don't go. ऐसा मर मर के जाने की जरूरत नहीं for KT. So now I wonder if these kids are going to grow up to be very very patriotic because of this incident.
Oh, because the country came to their rescue.
To their rescue, right? Your belief in the authority or the system goes up, right?
No. I think you're giving them too much credit. Yeah. So for a kid, okay, I think they would not look at it as, I believe that they are still too young to really think this way, that
right,
my country did this for me, etc., etc. Because when you're in that exam zone, no, your focus is only on that exam and that becomes your only, you know, thing.
Attention.
It's not possible to think about all of these things.
Fair. That's a valid point. I wonder if... I'm sure it's a lifetime story for them, right? They will remember this.
They will remember this, and I think how they can exploit it is by threatening their kids or blackmailing their kids. You know, when their kid is, say, behaving like, अरे नहीं जाने का.
मैं क्रेन में जाके एग्जाम. Here's what I feel, right? Okay. Is the rains and the exam season always come together. And given the climate change we're experiencing, I feel like this is only going to continue each year.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse, possibly.
Worse, yeah.
So by the time the children are studying, wo kuch aur hi hone wala hai.
Spaceship.
Yeah, like... I don't know, like, you will have to go on a jetpack, go to some, you know, I don't know, stationary object outside, orbiting outside the Earth. Distances are all vertical.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's a good, so that means, are you saying if the demand for these kinds of services is going to increase, where getting kids to and from their exams in harsh climatic conditions is going to be a service in the future.
Big deal. Yeah, floods, landslides, forest fire,
avalanche. Cyclone, man. Bombay is a lot of cyclone
prone. So, ye sab situations mein people go to and fro. Super.
Especially for exams. That's our service.
Especially fro.
Fro, yeah.
Not just the two. Pahuncha diya bachche ko.
But that's how we can gouge, you know. The price gouging can happen in the fro. The two is priced very
going
reasonably.
Going is 1 rupee.
So yeah, man. Keshav,
so
we need
a solution. No, how do we solve for?
Yeah, what do we solve? How do we conclude? What do we do?
So did the cops not have any other real work?
I think
in a situation like this.
Yeah, if the way I see it is, I think because rains were so heavy and all of that, people were anyway indoors. Yeah, probably they couldn't move, and anyway, people were indoors and not up to a lot.
Right.
So then the cops decided, okay, this is the best use of our time.
Do you think the cops need like a monsoon uniform?
Oh, man. Not just a raincoat, like a separate monsoon uniform.
Scuba. I'm talking scuba.
Scuba.
Khaki scuba.
With
and on the tank
and all
is a siren.
That.
Yeah, fins and everything. Tank is on the back. On top of the tank is a siren. Because you don't see them. Suddenly you see one person swimming past.
So Keshav, if we want to be cheap, okay? See, if the person is anyway on the surface, then just a snorkel mask will do. We don't need to spend on scuba gear.
That. We don't have the budget. Let's be real.
Just a snorkel mask and a siren on their back.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking of...
And one
monsoon.
CNG tank.
Okay. So I'm thinking of a monsoon fleet of animals also. You know how... there was this article where the Mumbai police is going to get horses. I don't know if that has happened.
Oh, yeah. But no, they did a test pilot and they dropped the idea.
Oh, they dropped it, is it?
They dropped the idea, yeah.
The retired race horses from...
retired race horses, yeah.
They were planning...
We covered that story, yeah. So update
imagine,
on that story, it's not happening.
So imagine a fleet of monsoon ready animals. I don't know which animal we could use.
So amphibians, you're saying? Like
see, even mammals can swim pretty well. Even elephants
pretty
I
well.
Know.
Just need to be saddled up properly.
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
rain. For us.
Yeah. So I think elephants would be a great monsoon animal. They have a trunk, you know, so they can breathe.
They have a trunk also.
It's like a scuba mask only in a way.
Yeah. So I think animals are a great solution as a workaround because that is a far. It's a fun crane.
Yeah, yeah.
To mount and to dismount, and you know that would be. I'd rather go on an elephant than on a crane.
Same year, man. Same year.
Yeah, yeah. So I think fleet of animals is a great solution. It works with nature.
Yeah.
I think we're struggling with a problem statement itself. What are we trying to solve?
True. What are we trying to solve? Yeah.
Because the environmental problem is too large to fix.
Okay, I have a good problem, potential problem coming to my mind. You know, what if, Keshav, these students took the crane and all of that, they reached the exam center, और वो इन्विजिलेटर ही नहीं पहुंचा अभी तक
नहीं पहुंचा पेपर नहीं आया
पेपर ही नहीं आया
एग्जाम पेपर इज नॉट कम सबको बोल दिया अपना फेवरेट क्वेश्चन का आंसर दे दो यू ओनली राइट द क्वेश्चन यू ओनली राइट द आंसर उसमें भी देयर विल बी सम किड्स जो लाइक मैं नहीं पढ़ा है क्या सच्ची मेरे को एक क्वेश्चन तो कॉपी करने दो Because if you've not studied, you can't even make up questions. That also you have to chepo from somewhere else.
So yeah, I don't know what the problem there is, but that's a...
No, but it's a built-in solution also.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this exam special and / monsoon special.
Yeah.
Be safe for your exams.
Yes, and also be take care of your health. Lots of people falling sick.
Yeah, falling sick. Padhai nahi kiya to bhi chalega. Don't go and...
just don't go and fall sick. Apologies for my cough and my bad throat.
Yes, Hussain. Yes, hope you feel better soon. But I'm sure our listeners love this sexy sounding Hussain.
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
the beauty
you.
Of having a cold.
thank you. Yeah, so you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Far From Fact. And you can follow us on Spotify.
Yes, and you can also rate us on Spotify and on iTunes. Do tell your friends and loved ones about us.
And last but not the least, you can contribute. PayPal and UPI links are in the show notes.
Yes. Please send us money.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.